This is your coronavirus update for March 22nd, and in a moment, we'll have the latest headlines, plus stats on COVID trends, and our latest VAERS CDC report coming up on the coronavirus update. All of this information is available at our website, speakingoutamerica.com. And the coronavirus update begins shortly. With your coronavirus update for Wednesday, March 22nd, I'm Jim Watkins. First, a look at the top stories from the week, then a look at trends in both cases and deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S. and abroad, plus the latest VAERS numbers from the CDC. First up, headlines. Moderna announced this week they will begin offering COVID vaccines at a cost of about $130 per dose. Moderna, makers of the mRNA vaccine, along with Pfizer and German-based BioNTech, which also produces the mRNA experimental vaccine, says the price structure should make it affordable, and they anticipate health care providers and employers who offer coverage are being asked to consider coverage of the vaccine costs. Earlier this week, former NIAID director Anthony Fauci suggested vaccines for COVID would or at least should be considered as an annual vaccine shot to protect against COVID for those at risk. Former BlackRock fund manager Edward Dowd is bringing attention to the surge in deaths and disability threats that have occurred since the COVID-19 shots came out. In a recent Tucker Carlson interview, BlackRock founder Ed Dowd says their firm's research has alarming results.
And, you know, I'm a guy that understands how manufacturing processes work because I'm on Wall Street and I have to understand these things. And I knew that anything rushed is, you know, writ large with errors. Then the other thing that I knew is that from my experience on Wall Street and studying healthcare companies my whole career, it takes 7 to 10 years for a normal vaccine to be tested for safety before it's put into the arms of people. We were going to do this in warp speed time. The clinical trial only lasted 28 days.
That's Ed Dowd. Among the findings of BlackRock, group life policy holders who are typically healthier than the general population experienced mortality spikes of 40% in 2021. Disability numbers among the workforce reached a high of 33.2 million in September 22, with numbers still trending up, a highly unusual increase. Central banks, pharmaceutical companies, big tech, and the media all benefited from the pandemic and have an interest in covering up what Dowd describes as a, quote, large global murder scene, end quote. Dowd believes there's enough alarming data to warrant the COVID-19 shot program being stopped immediately, as the death and disability from the shots could easily exceed that from COVID-19. In other news related, German Minister of Health Karl Lauterbach, who once claimed the COVID-19 vaccinations was free of side effects, admitted last week that he was wrong, saying adverse reactions occur at a rate of about 1 in 10,000 doses and can cause, quote, severe disabilities. Lauterbach's remarks on vaccine adverse effects came after the German network played a segment of several Germans who had been seriously injured after getting the shot, including a 17-year-old gymnast who previously competed in the German Artistic Gymnastics Championship before she was hospitalized for more than a year, shortly after receiving the second dose of the BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Reuters reports China has approved its domestically developed mRNA vaccine against COVID-19. CSPC Pharmaceutical Group Limited said on Wednesday, a major achievement in a country that has declined to use Western COVID shots to support domestic research. China, whose homegrown vaccines are seen as less effective than the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA shots, has been racing to develop vaccines using messenger mRNA technology since early 2020. The long-awaited approval comes as infections have fallen sharply across China since it suddenly dropped its strict zero COVID shot curbs in December, making the sales outlook for the newly approved vaccines moderate. Now with a look at COVID-19 trends in the U.S. from week to week, ending Sunday, March 19th, total deaths from COVID-19 related stands at 1.15 million. Cases to date stands at over 105 million reported. Deaths represent 1% of those who got sick. Total deaths in the last 24 hours across the United States stands at 78. Seven states reported deaths in the teens. New York led the country with 23 deaths on Tuesday from COVID-related illness. The average number of deaths per day in the United States stands at 93. That's down 51% from the week previous. New cases in the U.S. are averaging about 8,200 per day. That's down 62% from the week previous. Globally, there were 491 deaths attributed to COVID-19 around the world on Tuesday. The daily global average stands at 586 deaths. That's down 31% from 1 week ago, when about 850 people were succumbing per day to COVID-related death. And a look at the latest VAERS numbers ending March 10th since the vaccines began being distributed. There have been 1.533 million reports of adverse effects. That's around the world. The CDC figures show 34,725 deaths, including 26,636 cases of myocarditis, 18,820 heart attacks, 3,949 miscarriages, and 42,296 severe allergic reactions from the vaccine. These are the numbers published weekly by the CDC and are available at openvaers.com. And that's where we stand today, Tuesday, March 22nd, with your coronavirus update. I'm Jim Watkins. Follow us online at speakingoutamerica.com.